Welcome to the Monopool, the Geek.io live play role playing podcast. We're our storytelling game master. May or may not let us live another week.
Hello and welcome, friends, to the Monopool, your Geek.io live play role playing podcast. I am your host, and hey, look, I made that guy vomit, CJ. Joining me, as always, are that little girl's a lot stronger than she should be, Rachel.
I have no idea what you're talking about. It was just the tip.
Should have brought the dark colors, Dale.
Hello! That's my attempt at the yodeling kid, because that's popular right now, apparently.
Sure. Not the yodeling kid, Felix.
Hi.
Confirmed.
Hey. Name checks out.
Name checks out. Can confirm.
Possibly the yodeling kid, Raul.
Oh, hello.
Alert as ever, I see.
Yes, very alert.
And afraid of anything that blooms, Carrie.
Hello. They're showing us weird plants.
In the pre-show.
It's
for
not my fault.
What a show.
432 came across my Facebook feed.
Facebook?
Oh my god, this is such a bad night for this.
Is that the Canadian Facebook? Is Facebook?
No, because the flower smells real bad.
The first recording of the night. And, of course, the GM who is taking us all away. Haha, taking us all away. Ho ho. There's Josh.
The funny farm where life is happy all the time.
Yay!
The trees and a dreamland where we can see lots of people that are familiar to us.
Or we could just fly away.
So,
that would be brilliant.
Last week on the Manipool, we stopped evil fat fuck from being evil fat fuck.
Calabras killed a person.
Calabras literally murdered a person heavily. Turns out that they're all just were being controlled.
And mind controls a bitch like that.
He did get mind control, so he got a taste of his own medicine. I don't know how that works.
I don't get mind controlled.
Oh yeah, I'm the one who mind controls things. What? No, wait. What?
He got charmed.
Who are you? What are you doing in my house?
He got charmed, so he can empathize even more with the person he murdered. That's great.
That's not going to have consequences.
Consequences? What are those?
Never.
Turns out that Valfrey is a justifiable, but nevertheless, kleptomaniac.
Not a kleptomaniac. I only steal things on purpose, not because I'm compelled to. And I wasn't stealing
them. That makes it better.
I wasn't stealing them. I was confiscating them.
I just borrow them permanently without intent to return.
No, I'm confiscating. They don't get to have nice things because they use them to imprison and control people. So, no.
This is true. This is very true.
But what if I want it more than that guy?
But he then that's compulsion.
I
that's compulsion at that point.
I want the monocle. I won't use it for bad things, but I want the monocle on Joe Pira.
Plus, wait, is the monocle made of any kind of iron?
It's probably made of metal and, you know, all sorts of stuff. But we'll get to that. Josh, take it away.
Made of metal and
stuff. So when last we left our intrepid band of carnival crashers.
Yes.
The police were on the scene.
Wee wee wee.
Because, you know, a bunch of people fleeing an amusing situation, screaming and telling them, oh, you know, people are fighting, generally tends to rise the suspicion of the town guard.
Yes.
I would say.
They showed up and we immediately were like, yes, we are not at all going to fight you.
Not only will I tell the man what I know.
Mainly because, especially Jokiro and Sylvia, they are known quantities, probably. Maybe not by these particular guards, but around town. So they are just like, yes.
Cool. And if Thursday finds out, then it's the
it's
end.
All it's all over.
I'll make
sure. Actually, that does. I was going to ask.
You get nothing from me, guards.
Do
I'll
we
never
now
snitch
count
on my friends?
Do we now count as local heroes in Tolvera? Those of us who were spotted being all heroic the other night.
Nice on the absorb object, Gary. She rolled a 23 for absorbing objects. Putting them into her pockets, into her pants, so they will never.
Well, according to you, she's just rolling up her sleeve.
Yes.
Hmm. Rolling down.
No, rolling down, it back up.
Oh, right. Down is for when she needs to pew pew bang bang pew pew.
Yeah.
Bang.
It was like a Hoover that she's just.
Right, Dale wasn't here for the original description, so Velfreya's coat has these really long, heavily embroidered cuffs, and when she's doing her pew-pew-bang-bang, she kind of flicks her arm out, and the sleeve flips down, and it looks like there's something supporting it underneath the cuff, and then when she's done fighting, she rolls the sleeve back up, and there's nothing there.
So Velfreya has go-go gadget guns.
She's got tricks up her sleeves.
Nobody in the party knows what it is or has even asked about it, so she's just kind of doing her own thing.
They just respect the fact that it is a thing Velfreya does, and they don't question Mom.
They will!
the former kids would never question Mom.
Right. We have new kids. Though, also, Jokiro is holding, now back to being petite, Sadie in his arms.
Yep. And I'm going to walk back over to where our friends are.
She looks at the garden. Hello, friends. I'd put my hands up to make sure that you know that I'm not going to do any kind of funny business. But you see, me daughter, she can't do much right now.
That is understandable. We are fully expecting you to cooperate.
Oh, absolutely. I am going to, because this is what I do with this character, I am going to roll a influence on them, mainly to get a read.
Roll
for one of these days, I will put read on my character sheet, but that day is not today.
And tomorrow doesn't look good either.
Probably not.
And yesterday certainly looked terrible.
So right now I just roll influence and hopefully it'll be...
Well, yeah, we know how we feel about Thursday around here.
Oh!
But are we local heroes for Tolvera?
That's a possibility. I mean,
19. Again, I'm not trying to do anything negative. I'm not trying to get any kind of compulsion on them. I'm literally just trying to make sure that these are good cops, not they're resisting cops.
Bring some crack on them when we shoot them.
You look like you dropped your bag of illicit drugs, but officer, you're holding. You look like you dropped your bag of illicit drugs.
Exactly.
Your breathalyzer test is this much. No, it's not. Okay, it's this much.
So, yeah.
Mostly what you're getting from them is... The sense of a person who was really looking forward to a quiet, uneventful evening, and it is now not.
That is fair. Okay.
Understandable.
I look at everybody and just...
By the way, Sylvia goes up to beside, like, in, this is not a great visual, but up to where the rest of the party is. Maybe not in the fire. Maybe I'm going to go there.
Yeah, well, the fire's more of a placeholder, really, so.
Good to know.
Fraggle, do you not know who Fraggle is?
As he now speaks of himself in the third person, oh God.
It's character development. I'll take it.
Do you not know Fragul?
Yeah.
Do you not know who I am?
Fragul is now the Rock. Just.
Can you do the eyebrow?
He doesn't cook. So you can't smell what the bear is cooking.
I would watch a show. God forget, what's Fragul cooking?
We are guests of this great kingdom.
No, he's cooking boar.
He's cutting boar.
Today, you guys, I'm going to be cooking some boar for you.
And then he just eats it raw.
It's delicious.
Delicious. No, oh, well, show's over.
He does the meowscular chef thing and just puts the sprig of rosemary over and then...
Yes.
We'll be right back after these messages.
All right. So yeah, we're like, yeah, we have no problem. We will be whatever you need from us. The man you are looking for, the cause of all of this, is the man in the hole back there.
The man in the
hole.
Ah, good point.
And Jokiro, like, he has a high strength, but not super great. So he kind of just like shambles off to the side with Sadie in his arms. Like, he has a 3-inch strength and might, so he's pretty strong.
That is pretty strong.
You know, holding
you probably carry her in one arm and knuckle along.
Yeah, because a zero is like peak human condition, right?
Yeah, that's average Joe to peak human condition.
I mean, well, it's a good thing that I'm a mighty Joe. Oh, I'm joking.
All right, enough monkeying around.
I was hoping you would not make that pun. No.
We just see the Calabras shaped shadow on Felix's screen shake its head.
All right, so yeah,
the only funny thing is with the lighting he's got, I'm really expecting like a voice filtered recount of a horrific event.
Is it? It's not that bad, is it?
It is. Dude, it is really that bad. Physical light on you most of the time.
Yeah, like right now you've got something like some kind of bright window open on your computer so we can actually see your face. That, as soon as you did that, your face is you are a silhouette right now.
Oh shit, I just saw like a flash second of it.
Illuminate.
Do it. Hold on. 1 second. Do it again.
Now stay that way.
Stay that way. I'm taking a screenshot real quick.
Dude, you're like the freaking default profile photo on Skype.
I need to draw a happy face on the shadow. Like,
does very good artwork impromptu on
first session of the night.
Right.
Okay.
But yeah, you don't have any problem carrying, especially someone as tiny as Sadie in one arm.
Especially someone who is probably willing to be carried by Dad. Mm. Like, she's not resisting or dead waiting on you.
Poppy, yeah, she's fireman carried now. So that way I have one arm that I can... All right, so it'll be in Slack, Felix.
I gotta see this, hold up.
Oh, all right, we're just gonna stop the show.
Yeah.
It's okay, Calabras is still coming down from his blood rage.
What? Why didn't you copy?
I was about to say, it's not on Slack, liar.
We all have way too much energy right now.
Can I be, you speak for yourself.
It's what happens when you take a nap before recording and then you drink a bunch of soda at dinner time.
Rachel and I did that. There you go, Philip.
Oh my god, it's so dark.
Yeah, it is.
That's racist. That's so good.
I told you, like, you're nothing there, but you wanted a happy face. I gave you a happy face.
Felix, if you want, I will crop that for you to use as your avatar on Slack.
Please do that.
We need to adjust the eyeballs, because that just... No, we don't need to adjust the eyeballs.
No, it's like perfect.
That. It's fine.
It's beautiful the way it is.
Yep.
All right, so yeah, Jokey Rose has...
No, we need to crop me out doing the head thing.
Nope, perfect.
No, that's your avatar for Slack.
Yep.
Yeah, so Sadie is fireman's carried over one shoulder, and Jokiro kind of knuckles to the side.
Knuckling along.
Yep.
And Velfreya is still with the kiddos.
Yeah, about that.
How are they doing?
Not great. Ellie is pretty distraught and... Well, I mean...
And other dude.
And other dude is trying to be comforting, but you notice there's a lot of strange body language going on there. Primarily in the fact that they are acting pretty much like a brick. And as the town guards approach, and
I want to try something. I am going to
kind of put off by the general appearance of cloaked figure and horrifically disfigured monstrosity thing. One of them will say, "Can we get some like shackles on that thing?" Or
no,
that would be bad.
Melfreya will kind of hold up.
The next person who decides to use a term instead of her name is going flying.
Velfreya will kind of step between them at this point with hands up, open. It's okay.
Jokiro, how far away are we from Ellie and other?
DM, how far are we from Ellie and other dude?
I mean, it's within walking distance.
Or, you know, me wriggle... Sadie's going to go ahead and, like, wriggle and try to get out of your arms. Bring me over.
I set her down. The reason why we're doing this, by the way, is part of battle trance is when you come out of it, you suffer
a level of fatigue.
Yeah. So,
which is not something we've had to deal much with in this game yet.
No, and
it's kind of like adrenaline rush in reality when you have that ridiculously high level of adrenaline rush and you just crash after it.
Yeah. Fatigue, for those who don't know, is level one is the target has disadvantage on all non-attack action rolls. Now, obviously, Rachel and I are playing that up a bit for, you know, character purposes, but that is mechanically what happens. Any kind of non-attack she is going to be making that is an action, she has a disadvantage on. I bring her over, like, I slowly walk over, like, non-threateningly over to where the, or at least I attempt to, over to where they are.
So, I'm going to assume, just knowing how I am in those battles with, because it's kind of going into a rage. Don't remember much, but I know
you
stuff
see
happens.
Red. That's what you remember.
I remember enough of it. And I'm hoping that Ellie realizes that the rage, doubt, insane thing that was just pummeling shit was me. Here's to hoping or attempting to pummel shit.
So I did roll a telepathy on before, and I did that on purpose, by the way. And I got 18, which is power level 4.
Which there isn't for some reason.
Yeah, it's only power level 3 and power level 5. So power level 3 is, I'm going to move my microphone closer to my face. You could communicate telepathically with a single creature of animal level intelligence or lower. Keep in mind that it can only communicate concepts that it can understand. Obviously, these guys are animal intelligence.
Well, that's like dog, cat.
Yeah,
or lower.
They do explicitly say humanoid creature intelligence later. Never mind. Never mind. Disregard.
It's okay. I mean, yeah. Unfortunately, you need one of the higher power levels to get the.
Yeah, I
the,
honestly
have a mind meld going.
I did not look at the higher level. I just looked at the one I got. So I'm not gonna lie.
So, I'm gonna go very cautiously walk over because one, well,
that
I'm
squirrel so... over there is real interested in what we're doing all of a sudden, though.
Hey, do you think these guys have any nuts?
Yeah, I'm going to very cautiously approach them and
be a nut job, that squirrel.
Try to sit down with her specifically. Is she going to be, or are they going to be okay with me going over there with a presence roll of 20, like, kind of saying, you know, obviously I am not.
It wouldn't be that good, by the way. You have disadvantage 1 on everything.
That's right. One sec. I can fix that.
I can fix this.
Hopefully it's not shitty. Okay, it's not that bad. 18, I'll take.
It's not bad at all.
You know, obviously, I am the least of their worries right now because I am fucking run down.
Tiny and beat.
Tiny and beat down. If I go over and sit down and try to, you know, just quietly talk to them, or at very least specifically to her, not so much to him, will she respond to me, or will he respond to me going over there?
Primarily what you get in any sort of approach, and that's from both, I mean, pretty much everyone involved. Slightly less so Velfreya because of what she pulled, but a lot of what you're getting from these two at the moment is massively cold shoulders from the cloak and the sort of wide-eyed, you know, animal backing itself into the corner to protect most of itself. Except in this case, the corner is cloaked person.
Okay. How close can I get and just sit down on the ground and say, I understand. I see you. You're not bad. Like, I'm not gonna get up and back away in fear, because I'm assuming that's probably what this poor girl has dealt with all her life, and people running away in fear because of what she looks like. And obviously doing what I do because of the curse that I guess it's a curse. I understand what it's like to have somebody look at you like you're a monster and you're not.
What are the cops doing during all this?
They are primarily at the moment collecting the bodies.
That's fair.
Yeah, and I was talking to the ones that were approaching Ellie and friend when Sadie came up. Felix, you can turn that light down. It's okay. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, that's good. Go right there is that's perfect. Good.
You got it.
He's glowing.
Felix, you're utterly radiant.
So radiant. Oh my god, do you use fructus? Anyway, that's a bad joke. So Sylvia during this time is kind of like in a very like disappointing kind of state.
These guys are never going to buy my entertainment now.
Yes! Ta-da!
Well, it's okay. From the looks of things, you probably wouldn't want to sell to them anyways.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't deserve your entertainment.
She's kind of picking up the tubes and kind of rearranging them and just
This is completely fucked. She just doesn't care at all.
Completely fucked. Yeah, no, and she's in that IDGF kind of mood a little bit as well with a hint of disappointment.
You're free to do that, especially because
IDGAF with a hint of disappointment.
At least one of the guards knows who you are.
Yeah.
So they're you know, mostly kind of wondering what's going on here. You know. It is Professor Hughes. Maybe that Thursday guy was right after all. Anyways, the guards dealing directly with Velfreya and company. Ma'am, we don't exactly take lightly to threats against officers. So.
This is a child. I believe she's been cursed. The company had captured her in this cage, and I thumb behind me, and was baiting her for entertainment. This young person came to rescue her when the cavern workers or the caravan workers attacked him, and it became evident that they were a danger to both of these young people's lives. My friend and I stepped in to protect them. This child, while she looks not like a typical human child, is no danger to any of us. She's just scared.
Sadie's gonna scoot a little bit closer. Just a little bit at a time.
Is that your official statement, ma'am?
That is my official statement.
And name?
Belfreya Illyrieth.
Noted. Thank you. We are still going to need to move everyone back into the city proper, but your statement has been noted.
Will you refrain from putting any sort of restraint on her if I promise to walk next to them?
He sort of looks past your shoulder at the cloaked figure. You know, it's a nice gesture and all, lady, but they try anything. It's not going to end too well for them.
Well, we don't need to worry about that because they won't try anything. There's a slight emphasis on that. Mm-hmm. Not directed at the guard.
No.
Make a persuasion roll.
Whoa.
Persuasion. This is going to be fun. Normal?
Not perception.
That's an 11.
Oh, girl. Get on it.
Well, we don't know what the DC of it is, so...
Sir, I think Valfreya is one of the people who is... Oh. Good point.
I am going to, since he seems to be the most irrational one, by the way.
Well, I mean, all of the guards are understandably on guard. They have a what they see as a civilian in a crater, a dead body.
No, the cloaked guy. Because while the guards are obviously on guard, he is a unknown and also a shown as a, well, he ripped a cage open. So the last thing that I need is him freaking out. So I think it is time to lay on the charm to the cloaked figure.
All right. You feel like the charm has been laid on pretty thick.
And the compulsion is to just calm down.
When that happens, you see the shoulders kind of slump a little bit. Good. Bless you.
Sorry.
Can we just get this over with?
Yeah, minor charm, so you know.
What are the guards saying? Because I heard my name.
Well, if you say that you're going to stand next to this individual and prevent them from lashing out at anyone in the company, I suppose, given recent events, we can trust your assessment.
Nod politely. Thank you.
If you'll all come this way, and guards start team lifting gurneying, or really team lifting in the case of Serdic.
I go over next to the cloaked figure and put my hand on his shoulder. You're going to be a good boy now, right?
Valfreya, do you need any help?
Carrying... Well, it's not Valfreya, it's the guards.
No. I'm asking Valfreya if she needs help carrying the child.
Yeah, that kid is not moving from the cloaked figure to the point where everybody starts, you know, getting up to move. She hangs on around the neck and you see, like, it's a very awkward rise to the feet.
For her or for?
For the cloaked figure.
Yeah, the cloak. I look at the cloak figure. Now, come on, son. It'll be okay. They're just going to ask you some questions, and then you can get back to your house or wherever you be staying.
While Jokiro's talking to the cloaked figure, I'm going to move in close enough to almost reach out and touch Nell.
I also ask the figure, what be your name, boy? I whisper it to him. Just tell Daddy Jokiro your name.
You know, you still have a really nice people and all, but it's kind of been a day, or more of a week, really. But my name's Caleb.
Nice. It is my pleasure to meet you, Caleb. We will be taking care of you.
Ellie, could you Thanks. And she kind of like drags the hood back. What you see underneath is a young boy, probably about 10 or 11. He looks a couple of different things. One, absolutely human. Two, absolutely filthy. And three, like he has not had anything to eat or any sleep in days.
I'm going to take this boy home after all this is done again to the hand and give him the best bath ever.
He's got smudges of dirt and who knows what else everywhere. His hair is completely matted to his head and to the point where you can barely tell what color it is.
Oh.
Sadie's going to kind of look up from where she's at and go, oh. And just kind of as a visual light thing, we all know that I was wearing a cute little sundress. Well, when I raged out, that cute little sundress is kind of in tatters. So,
ripped new sundress.
Ripped sundress. So,
that's still intact, though.
Well, Freya takes off her coat and wraps it around your shoulders.
I don't think... Oh, yeah, you probably are close enough at this point, but I'm going to look at Ellie and... Do you want to walk with me? I won't
just,
let anybody harm
leave,
you.
Leave her be for now, please. She's had about as much of a week as I have, maybe worse.
I do want
she's, to... She's okay.
I want to help.
Kinda.
We'll make sure that you two are okay.
Well, not very likely, but I appreciate the sentiment.
I promise.
Mr. Caleb? Is that what I heard you say to Papa?
Papa.
I kind of point to Jokiro and go, Jokiro is my Papa. It's a long story.
It's a long story, my boy.
I'm not going to ask.
We'll get over it over dinner. Don't worry. We'll go. We'll answer questions. We will take care of all of this.
Jokiro, here. Fragu takes out a little piece of meat. They call this cooked, but it's a little too cooked for me. Give it to the child.
Call this cooked.
Yeah, his frame of reference for meat is the right way, parentheses, raw, and jerky, overcooked.
There is no in between. And if it's jerky, it's burnt.
Yeah, here. Just have him. Trying to word this. Have him take a bite out of this.
I mean,
Katie's gonna bounce up somehow, like because she wants to help, but she knows that she's like almost useless right now. So I kind of bop up onto my knees, reach over, grab it from you, and offer it, like rip it in half as best I can. And I offer part to Caleb and part to Ellie. He said, it's good. I promise it's good. It may not be great, but it's good.
Yeah, you almost lose fingers in both regards.
Aw. Man, you
will have to kind of cram it in Caleb's face, unfortunately.
Yeah, his hands are kind of full.
Oh, yeah.
I suddenly miss being able to grow food.
I'm gonna look at both of them. My name is Felfreya. You're safe with us for as long as you want to stay with us.
You're Torun, right?
Yes, I am.
Dad knew a couple of you guys. You're all right people.
Thank you.
Guys, let's head on back to the Silver Hand.
This is all as you're walking. You're being escorted back to the city for questioning.
Yeah. Yeah, okay,
we're not
so,
going back to the hand at this moment.
This is
your travel montage conversation.
Oh, okay. So this is us going downtown.
Yeah, you're going down to the precinct.
Travel montage questioning hour.
And once you guys do eventually get there, they'll start, you know, collecting individual stories. And basically recounts of the event. It looks like some of the individual workers and patrons from the wagons were also being questioned as well, but are on their way out when you guys arrive to the guardhouse.
Fair enough.
What's Calabras doing right now?
On the way back from the whole circus thing, he takes a step. He stays a good distance behind the entire party, just kind of,
Calabras and Sylvia lurking. Kind of moping.
Yeah, like, no, I wouldn't say moping, but keeping like an eye out just in case something goes wrong.
Looking for his opportunity to just like slip away.
Oh, he's looking out for his friends.
Yeah.
And also us.
Is that what that?
He's taking like a back like vanguard sort of.
Yeah, like the rear guard.
Yeah, like a rear guard.
Right there next to Remy.
So that's what he's doing.
Sounds good. So yeah, you guys get to the guardhouse and they start, you know, breaking you up into small groups for questioning because they don't want, you know, too much of an opportunity for you guys to collaborate a story. Even though you were all at the same place, you're going to wind up having similar recounts.
At the same time.
I'm going to stick as close as possible to Caleb and Ellie because, number one, want them to feel safe and not threatened by a bunch of strangers with shiny uniforms and pointy weapons gathered around them. And number two, because the guards said I could.
I mean, that's a good reason, right? They said I could.
So, Lady Valfrey, you already gave your account. Does anyone else have anything specific they would like to add?
That fire lady kind of went splat. No, not the fire lady. The knife lady.
Yes, we noticed there was a casualty. That is rather unfortunate.
She was the one who was attacking young Caleb here. And so when we perceived his life to be in danger, our ally acted accordingly.
I see.
We were trying to prevent any kind of any further unneeded casualties.
Well, for the most part, I would say you succeeded in that regard.
I had a very bad feeling what would have happened if we would not have intervened, shall you say.
Yeah, that fat bastard's head would have been removed from his shoulders.
It may have been a little bit too late for that, and there would have been innocent blood spilled. Regardless of if they were mind-controlled, which we have a sinking suspicion that it was the case. As when the big man, when he went down, the others stopped fighting. When that happened, we discovered that maybe they are, maybe not innocent, but compelled to do as he had said.
Well, once he fell on the floor and banged his head, they all just fell down. Like, okay.
So you are claiming that Mr. Serdik was, in fact, not so much a ringleader about a puppet master.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, we shall have to see what his cohorts have to say when they are resuscitated. But
out of character, Calabras might be able to corroborate that story.
About that. I feel like I can't really add much, unfortunately, but the big man did seem like a bit of a puppet master. I was a fair ways back, so I don't know too much of the complete details, but they were, let's just say, following his orders when he gave them, from what I saw.
Well, that is not uncommon for a employee-worker relationship, but I thank you for your honesty, Professor.
I mean, there's a human ethical line in the human employee relationship.
So
a level of judgment that
the way they were following his orders were not of more of a free will.
There was one time that the big man physically put himself between both my friend here, as he points his hand towards Ragul, and the big man. And that does not necessarily seem like it would be a employer-employee kind of thing to do.
Well,
more of a dictator kind of move.
Yes, I would say that based on my knowledge of the wagons, that Serdakir cannot afford the sort of wages that would inspire that sort of loyalty.
No, and they were using themselves as human shields.
I see.
Just out of curiosity, no one would know the minimum wage for a carnival worker, would they? He questions the guards. Just hypothetically.
No, unfortunately, the wagons are something of a free agent, so they don't really subscribe to any regulations of labor laws from any kingdom, as far as I'm aware. I go and I get my giant turkey leg, and that's the extent of my visits.
Those turkey legs are pretty good.
Right?
Right. The free market is an issue, particularly if these caravans are traveling all over the kingdom.
Well, I think their travels may be halted, at least for the time being, if your story holds as much water as it seems to be capable of doing. Now, we do have to address the boar in the room. And that is...
not a boar, it's a wild pig.
Oh, that's what I say. This is a wild boar. Funny! Yeah, funny!
Funny!
Oh, Robin Hood.
Yay, John got it!
Now, Caleb, was it? Why precisely did you attack the caravan? Because the fat jackass kidnapped my sister! Why is that so hard to understand? I see. Pardon me, I don't see much of a family resemblance.
I did tell you I believe her to have been cursed. That would drastically affect things.
3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. Some thing bit her. And this has been getting worse ever since. The healers in town couldn't do anything about it. So I thought we'd take her to Tolvera, see some of the better people. You guys are all...
you want to find the healers.
Huge and important, and could probably afford better channelers. I mean, my city's not small, but... anyways, she's been getting worse and worse and worse, and I haven't been able to do anything about it. And then... that jackass of a human being said he could do something about it. Next thing I know, I'm about half a city away, and she's gone. So I do the responsible brother thing, because I got to be responsible, because Dad's not around, and I start following them. And when I finally find them, thankfully, these guys were around to help me put him in the ground where he belongs.
Like that.
Dramatic effect
obviously
provided by my figure.
Wow. During this percussion break, Josh, I would like to make a learning roll to see if I know anything about what's affecting Ellie. Which learning would I use? My feet learning or my regular learning?
That's your head learning, not your feet learning.
Out of character. Is everything all right?
Yeah. Like, apparently, I was shaking my my desk enough that it caused a tremor through my computer that knocked a wooden Joker thing that I got from a loot crate ages ago off of the top of my computer, and it kind of avalanched from there.
Hang on, I have to take my headset off for a second.
It was perfect timing.
Yeah, I was about to say. You're working.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was great. Don't get me wrong. The timing on that was impeccable, but
I hope it doesn't make too much of
Josh,
a mess.
I'm of the same mind of Valfreya in the fact that I kind of want to do a learning role because I'm wondering
I mean, you're
a
researcher type. It makes sense.
So that was everything I could find from behind the desk.
I think that's everything. So we're good.
Which learning role do I use?
I mean, it doesn't sound like anything that might be related to your particular field of purview, but...
So I'll use normal learning.
You do read a lot, so...
That's going to be a 15 in learning.
Am I still at disadvantage?
Yes, I have to look at battle trance, because I'm
pretty sure fatigue needs time to wear off.
Takes a full 24 hours.
Okay.
And if you don't, it starts stacking.
And that gets bad.
Yeah, up to and including death.
Okay, so yeah, I'll take my disadvantage.
But not limited to.
19.
Take that disadvantage.
Right. Yeah, it's not really sounding very familiar at all. I mean, it's not outside of the bounds of reason that this could have been, you know, the cause of some kind of like artifact disruption or something like that, but you've never heard of something like this occurring that would be caused by some kind of bite. Most people, they get bitten, they itch, you know, maybe they need an anti-venom, but doesn't normally cause someone's physiology to become completely disrupted six ways to Sunday.
Jokiro is going to look through his glasses a little bit more intently at Ellie. And I rolled a 23 on influence. This time I'm going to try and actually dig into her mind to see if I can see anything about what had happened.
It's a mess in there right now. You're not going to get too terribly far, even though that was a really good roll. She's calming down a little bit, but like it's still very much a lot of frantic and erratic formed somewhat thoughts.
Does the other half, when you say half formed, I'm guessing half human formed, like what am I detecting any kind of particular animalistic intent or any kind of animalistic influence in there? Like, I'm sure you've read the stories where, like, the werewolves, if they have, you know, specifically sound like wolves in their head or anything like that.
Or does it sound like a scared little girl in her head?
It's a mix of, like, absolutely frantic child and fight or flight instincts.
Okay.
Given that I was able to hold her before, will she react if I try and, like, kind of gently stroke her hair? Or does she just not want to be touched by anyone but Caleb right now?
I mean, he kind of gives you a side eye as you go to do that, but he doesn't inherently stop you. And she's still kind of clinging to him. I do need you to make an agility roll, though.
Okay.
Mikey Bits.
I'm not attempting to take her from him or anything like that, just giving a little bit of extra reassurance.
Yeah, Josh.
That is a 21.
Okay, you managed to successfully, you know, stroke her hair without coming away with any quills in your hand.
Yay.
Spiky bits.
Well, spiky bits, thorny bits, horny bits.
Whoa.
Assorted types of pokey bits.
Does this thing look like anything like what we fought the other night?
It's a good thing you're saying that out of character and not in character. Because that would be real bad otherwise.
Yeah, she's
noted.
She's human, Raul.
No, I know she's human.
Humans have horny bits too, bro.
There are some similarities to be drawn in the sense that what you're seeing is a completely nonsensical mishmash, but it's a mishmash that is decidedly human-shaped, decidedly small human-shaped, and there's just, like, not really any logical rhyme or reason to it. And since you've got decent illumination now that you're inside the city and closer proximity to actually take a better look, it really doesn't make any sort of sense whatsoever. You've got one, like, branching elk horn going off of one side of the head, a curled, like, ram-style horn on the back of the other side of the head.
Okay.
One eye is kind of a mix of different creature archetypes. There's scales that have fur sticking out from between them that have spines in occasional places. Some of the scales are like insect-like armor plating instead of actual reptilian scales.
Okay.
One of her hands ends in claws. She's an absolute mess.
She's the Mystique. Trying to control her, going all haywire with her powers, right?
Kind of, sort of, but not quite.
Okay.
She's just straight up deformed.
Okay. Got it.
Does Ellie respond at all?
I mean, she's kind of like flinches a little and like head twitches around, notices that it's you, and you see that kind of like something clicking behind the eye that's still human.
I'll give her a very gentle smile.
It's okay, Ellie. These people aren't going to hurt you. They helped. Everything's going to be, well, not okay, but better.
Jokiro looks at the officers. Are we able to go if we tell you where we will be staying? I would like to get these children to a safe place where they can relax a little bit and unwind as much as they possibly can.
And be fed.
And be taken care of, at least for the night.
I think that can be arranged, all things considered. While we do still need to speak with Serdak and his cohorts when they come to... I have no reason to distrust your recounts of the events. I will be sending a small detachment of guards to watch over the place you are staying.
Of course.
But...
it will be at the hand. I am fairly sure that I've seen at least one of you there before. I think I would remember you.
It wouldn't surprise me. It's a very popular place for a reason.
I know. My cousin, he makes everybody feel welcome because everybody is family at the hand.
Very true.
And, of course...
that we need to declare?
I have nothing.
I missed what you said, Josh.
Yeah, I missed it.
Is there anything else that we need to declare?
Make sure you put her name down properly on any of your reports, please.
Felix, what were you saying?
I was going to say Calabres will speak up. Let me know when Cedric is awake.
Certainly.
I would like to speak with him privately.
We'll see if that can be arranged.
He'll not as well.
I have nothing else to declare. I just feel disappointed that I can't contribute more.
It's quite all right, Professor. As you said, you were slightly removed from the epicenter of the events. So.
All right.
It is better that you are honest about the fact than attempting to craft a reasonable assistance to your comrades.
So we're kind of nods.
Jokiro writes down, this is my personal suite at the hand. I will be taking all of them there. feel free to detach whomever you need to. And Captain, was it?
Yes, sir.
You, sir, and all of these lovely men here, men and women here, are more than welcome to come to the hand this evening as well and enjoy a round on me, ma.
That is very generous of you.
I don't think it's wise to put something that might be construed as a bribe.
The Silva are not one for bribery.
Yes.
They are simply overly hospitable at all times. It doesn't matter who you are, they will take you in as family.
Someone in this party
the Calabras would know anything about that.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, just being safe. You know,
He's looking out for us.
He's trying to make sure we're not getting on the wrong side of the law.
This time.
Yeah, this time.
All right. Let's.
Last time you were the law.
Yeah.
let's get some food in these kids and let's get them washed up.
Exactly. Fragul has the idea.
Yeah, we get to eat again.
Smarter than the average bear.
Caleb.
Yay, we get to eat again.
Caleb, it's time. Ellie, you two are more than welcome for the evening. You are my niece and nephew if you choose to be. You are more than welcome. I will take care of you whatever you want.
Just, don't regret that.
There will be no regrets. That I can promise.
And at that point, you guys are dismissed. You are free to go back about your business. I'm assuming you're just going to head straight back to the hand at this point.
Yeah. Can I see where the guards are stationing themselves?
Just outside the building in... They're basically covering the exits.
Okay.
Mm. I'll let my cousin know what's going on when we get there.
Yeah. That's probably a good idea.
Oh, by the way, you know, we just brought, you know...
Well, guess.
People back.
Yes, we may have the actual god captain come in sometime this evening to check in on us and also, you know, to maybe work a little bit after he is off of work.
I keep that in mind.
But,
We may be tapped to good stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
This seemed like they had a rough night.
Absolutely. Brother, if I told you half of what had happened, that one time...
You're bringing in some interest in new friends, so I'm assuming it was quite the night.
I thought I was just going through the festival.
I just wanted some cotton candy.
I wanted my girls to just enjoy themselves. I wanted my daughter to market, and that's just, I just wanted them to... I just want to go.
I came here to have a good time, and honestly, I'm feeling so attacked right now.
The girls just wanted to have fun.
I don't know, the cotton candy was still pretty worth it.
Yeah.
And it turns out Jokiro and Velfreya accidentally a couple of kids.
Yeah, right?
Accidentally a couple of kids.
On that note, that's where we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode of The Manipool. Yeah. After we accidentally a couple of kids. Oh, man.
Do we want that as the title?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Accident. Well,
So if you want to reach out to us, you can do so at geekiashow@gmail.com. Just make sure you put Manipool somewhere in the subject line. You can chat with us live at geek-io.net/discord. And if you want to support the show and everything that we do on the Geek.io network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io. For all of us here, we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Water Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?